Dancing with Dumbbells, or Strange Workout Music Observations, and a bit of good advice. Workout music is a lot more complex than it seems, and the benefits are staggering. Getting your music right is the difference between a good workout and basically just showing up for a workout. Workout music can really cause you trouble. And worst of all, the bad part, the really bad part, just sneaks up on you without you even noticing. How unfair. You see, songs are like non-rechargeable batteries. If you've been working out to your favorite song or the same song for a long time, it has actually started dragging you down. A depleted song is not only a dud, but it will rob you of energy. This whole unfairness already starts at music selection. Here, you won't be able to reliably tell if a song will help you work out or actually end up boring you. In fact, the best way, maybe even the only way, to find a good workout song is to look at the other users also liked or listened to. The related content sections are more reliable than your own choice. I find that ridiculous. And no, forget about searching for good bass and crispy drums. Dull, rounded-off songs can also bring you great energy. Repeating snappy beats without twists, not just build-ups and breaks, but twists, will actually begin boring you. There is no formula to find a good song. You just have to keep moving forward. Basically, you have different ears at the gym. And only about 4 days before a new song starts going flat on you. It happens very quickly. You have to use songs correctly too. You must hit every beat during your exercise. Use an interval timer to mathematically eliminate all your rest time. It's basically the same mechanism that joggers use to just keep going forward. Stopping your workout in the middle of a song that still has energy and beat left is not optimal. But there is a little trick you can do to keep increasing your endurance if all you have is just workout songs. First, work out during the slow parts of the song and rest during the more dynamic parts. And then invert that. The slow parts are usually a lot shorter, and the more dynamic parts tend to dominate the song. So at first, your workout's going to be short, and then your rest period is going to be short. But, you know, you should really just use an interval timer. You can probably get an app for your phone for free. Once you close the gap with slow songs, where you don't have to stop anymore, you have to find faster songs and continue earning your endurance, always increasing something a little bit. Yep, you will quickly start running out of songs. Here, you will be forced to use Audacity or FFmpeg to alter the tempo of the new songs you find. Thankfully, changing the tempo of a song does not alter its pitch. Old rock and roll is basically too slow for a good workout. But once sped up, those old songs can still pack a punch. But it is always a hit or miss, unfortunately. You will still end up skipping songs. Some of them seem like a good idea at home, but at the gym are completely undanceable. Bringing back old songs that you haven't worked out to in a while doesn't really work either. It may last for a day or two, but once you dance to a song for a few days, you never really get it back. Finally, my advice is get that darn interval timer and make sure that it has a vibrate function. This way you can listen to your music on whatever device you like and then feel the clip-on timer vibrate on your belt. Rest periods are the first big thing in your way, so keep your songs slow and keep on narrowing that rest gap until you eliminate it completely. Once you don't need to rest anymore, spend a year or two with lower end dumbbells hitting every beat. And then, surprise, surprise, you don't actually go higher, you need to go lower. And now use the strength that you have earned to further push your endurance forward. Push the tempo of your workout songs past 165 beats per minute, where you lift up with your left hand and lower your right with a thrust that gives that dumbbell good weight. And then do it the other way, so it's up and down, up and down. Lifting with both arms at the same time actually locks your upper body, where you become slow and rigid. But the big deal is really the combination of dancing and lifting and nice, fresh, and energetic music almost picked daily. You have to be all in, mind and body and soul. But don't rush. It takes balance to get